from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. State Attorney General Barbara Underwood has ordered UMH Properties to reform its rental practices following an investigation into allegations that down payments were charged to tenants in an illegal rent-to-own plan. Under the scheme, renters were expected to make large non-refundable deposits, did not receive title to the property until after the payment period was over, and bore full responsibility for all home repairs. The park did not assume liability for any tenant injuries on the property as well. UMH agreed to the settlement, but has denied any wrongdoing. The Attorney General's office announced October 18th an agreement that had been reached between the state and eight companies, including UMH. Under the terms of the settlement, the AG's office will allow renters to cancel their purchase agreements, and any deposits made by the renter as well as the cost of home repairs will be refunded within 45 days. The park will also be held responsible for any injuries that occur on the property. Underwood said in a statement, and I quote, "New Yorkers across the state are already struggling to afford a home, and these companies took advantage of that struggle, promising home ownership and instead leaving families with default, eviction, and financial devastation," end quote. Representatives of UMH insisted their company did not take part in any shady rent-to-own plans. It said UMH merely paid the $1,000 settlement for the sake of expedience. Coxsackie Village Mayor Mark Evans said he was unaware of the settlement. UMH sued Coxsackie Village in March over the village's development restrictions. The case is currently pending. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mallory Monetch is reporting for the Times Union. The flow of migrants into the Albany County Jail continues. More than 50 people from the southern U.S. border have arrived at the jail in the past month, although many of the estimated 300 people transferred this summer have been shifted to Batavia Federal Detention Facility near Buffalo. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said the jail received approximately 20 immigrant detainees in mid-October and 32 more on November 2nd. The jail currently holds 178 immigrant detainees, 86 who were originally transferred from the southern border. The other 210 individuals who crossed the southern border were transferred to Batavia or released, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Apple said he has room for another 100 immigrants at the facility, but does not want to overload a small band of volunteer attorneys who are offering free legal representation. Apple is unique among jail administrations because he gives lawyers open access to the facility and to detainees. Read the full story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County lawmakers were told November 13th that joint solid waste disposal efforts with Greene and Sullivan counties are feasible, but, Kimball writes, and I quote, "The assertion came without detailed information on fiscal or environmental benefits," end quote. A report from the County Resource Recovery Agency focused on how debts could be consolidated and tipping fees could be levied under a new authority with jurisdiction over the three counties. Consultant Richard McCarthy said the authority would be able to continue serving existing customers as they are currently being served with the same network of transfers, drop-off centers, and recycling services. Officials are projecting a cost savings based on a total of 250,000 tons of solid waste per year from Greene, Sullivan, and Ulster combined. A February report estimated that under the plan, Sullivan County would save $1.09 million and Greene County would save $116,000 per year. Fiscal information for Ulster County was not provided. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that a meeting will be held Thursday, November 15, involving top Department of Defense officials about the city of Newburgh's contaminated water supply. City officials were not consulted about the session and will not be participating. City Manager Michael Sierravino said he hopes the session is not, and I quote, another PR, end quote, effort. City Attorney Michelle Kelson said, and I quote, "The city did not organize the event. The city was not invited to attend. The city was not even consulted in scheduling the date, the time, the place, or the manner of the event," end quote. She said, "Any city officials attending the event will be there seeking information, not providing it." The water contamination with carcinogenic PFOS and PFOA chemicals originates at the New York Air National Guard base at Stewart Airport, and years after the issue surfaced, there has been no action, noted Ciaravena. In a related story, MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Newburgh's contaminated water problem may go back decades before the PFOS issues surfaced, back when Stewart Airport was an Air Force base in World War II. Drums of chemicals were reportedly buried there for years, and an individual in the early 1990s identified radiation levels near some leaking drums in a drum area at the base. If there was radioactive material buried there years and years ago, Ciaravena said, she's confident that installing a granulated carbon filtration system at Washington Lake will not filter it out. Newburgh officials are currently demanding the federal government stop the flow of contaminated streams from entering the Washington Lake Reservoir and for the watershed contamination to be remediated. The city has been getting its water for more than a year from the New York City Catskill Aqueduct, paid for by the state. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WTXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.